The Entertainment Wrap Podcast is brought to you by Apple Insurance of South Haven. The power of the Apple, where they're big on coverage and big on service.
All the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the Entertainment Wrap.
So, we talked about Roseanne last week, right? The reboot?
Oh, yeah, the reboot of Roseanne, yeah.
The Robeat? So a source tells Radar Online that Roseanne wants a large pay raise if she's going to continue.
Of course.
This is the part I think is interesting. Source said, Roseanne wasn't particularly excited about the return of her show. Huh?
Really?
Really? I mean, it felt like, I don't know, a blank check to me, but okay.
I thought she was one of the people that was champion the whole thing.
She said if Sarah Gilbert hadn't put the whole thing together, Roseanne would be happy at home, tweeting away from the comfort of her couch. She wants a big fat paycheck from ABC, as much as $1 million per episode.
I honestly, $1 million per episode, I mean, that was happening back when Friends was going on.
Yeah, and I mean, I feel like that, if the show is, it's fair if that is, if the show is making it so much more profitable because she's associated with it, then right. It's worth it.
I mean,
we'll see. They'll decide, I guess.
I haven't seen because I know the first couple episodes were like huge and everyone was watching. But I don't know what it's been the past couple weeks.
I don't know. I don't either. So. I feel like the buzz has died down a bit.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, somebody that needs a pay raise, that's done so many bad movies lately because he has no money. Nicolas Cage. He's looking to hang it up. He said he only wants to act for 4 more years. Now, according to this website called The Blast, it quotes him as saying, right now, I'm primarily a film performer, and I'm going to continue doing that for 3 or 4 more years, and I'd like to focus more on directing.
Yeah, so he maybe should have quit a while ago. I'm thinking of the last movie I saw with him. Was it National Treasure, perhaps?
I would say the National Treasure movies were the last good movies, but then he also had like Con Air and
Con Air
was a great movie minus Nicolas Cage. Everybody else in that movie, fantastic.
He's becoming kind of like a caricature, like a, you know.
He is probably making more money off of the memes and the things that he has that are made of him, weird. Putting his creepy face on all these different things.
Stuff?
Well, it's his face. Don't you make money off your face?
I think the photographer makes the money. I don't think he makes any money on that.
He's got to make money off his face.
I mean, he would make money off of his face if the meme was selling a product. But if it's just a meme, where's the money coming from? There's no money.
Or maybe that's not actually Nick Cage and it's actually John Travolta from Face Off.
Actually, that would not surprise me. Not one little bit. Nope. He took his face off.
So, if you want to binge watch Nicolas Cage movies, we already gave you a couple really bad ones.
I wouldn't start there. Watch Peggy Sue Got Married. That was a great
one.
There
you go. And what's that other one?
Raised in Arizona.
Yeah.
Those are two great Nick Cage movies. Watch those ones.
So, that's the Entertainment Wrap for this morning.